Chapter 17, Taekwondo. Taekwondo is the Korean martial art of hand-to-hand combat, perhaps that should really be body-to-body combat, because in Taekwondo the whole body must be trained to properly defend and attack. There are some similarities between Taekwondo and other martial arts, such as Karate and Judo, but there are several important differences. For example, Taekwondo uses quick, straight-line moves, like those which can also be found in Japanese martial arts, but Taekwondo also uses flowing, circular moves, like the type of moves found in Chinese martial arts. The main difference between Taekwondo and other martial arts is the powerful kicking technique which Taekwondo uses, and which gives Taekwondo its name. In Korean, Tae means to kick, Kwon means to strike with the hand, and Do means art. Therefore, Taekwondo can be translated as the art of kicking and punching. Paintings found in ancient Korean tombs indicate that a martial art similar to Taekwondo has been practiced in Korea since about 50 BC. Also, records of a special trained group of young warriors called Hwarang explain how these young men were taught Subak, an early form of Taekwondo, along with history, philosophy, ethics, archery, riding, and sword fighting. Members of the Hwarang were also encouraged to travel throughout Korea in order to learn about the people who lived in all regions of the country. This helped spread the practice of Subak throughout Korea. Eventually, Subak, which was practiced for exercise and sport, gave way to Taekyon, which expanded on Subak by focusing more on the feet and kicking. The purpose of Taekyon was specifically fighting, so members of the military were required to learn it. However, over time, people's interest in Taekyon and Subak died out. By the 1800s, few Koreans actually practiced either. After Korea was invaded in 1909, authorities put an end to the practice of all martial arts in the country. In the long run, this ban actually led to increased interest in martial arts, and secret groups began to practice Subak and Taekyon again in the Buddhist temples hidden high in the mountains in Korea. After Korea gained its independence again in 1948, interest in many forms of martial arts grew around the country. In 1955, a group of top Korean martial artists chose Taekwondo as an official martial art, and in 1971, the Korean president, Park Chung-hee, declared Taekwondo as national sport of Korea. Today, Taekwondo enjoys great popularity around the world. More than 20 million people practice Taekwondo in more than 120 countries. Taekwondo was made an official Olympic sport at the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney.